Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour.
Also the owner of RAWF in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. Please welcome my co-host. He is the legendary luchador.
By the product that never uses.
ladies and gentlemen, he is El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, mi amigo. ¿Cómo está?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. We are here in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love tonight, preparing for next week's Philadelphia Freedom Pay-Per-View live just down the street at Lincoln Financial Field. And it is going to be a happening.
They still call it the FU Center.
Say what?
I think locally they still call it the FU Center.
I did not know this.
Yeah. Well, it was an old name. It hasn't been that bank hasn't owned it in a long time, but you know, Philadelphia.
Yeah, true enough. The fans here in Philadelphia are pretty let's just say they're passionate. Let's just say
we'll
that.
Go with that. The only city that has to grease up their polls when things win.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, but yeah, we are in Philadelphia tomorrow for Superstars as well at the Wells Fargo Center. So we are just going to be lighting up Philadelphia all week for the next 8 or 9 days. It's going to be happening to be sure. But we've got a lot to talk about tonight, El Vacant, a lot since we were not here last week. We got to do a little catching up, starting with the big announcement here in RAWF. We had a winner. We have a winner of this year's Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. That honor goes to Sassy Appleby. Sassy Appleby's winning this year's Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. Congratulations to her. Huge victory. Huge. And she defeated Tremaris to the bone in the finals. He is your runner-up. And she got a lot of coins. Got a lot of coins and prizes. Very happy. So congratulations, Sassy. Awesome victory for you. And congratulations once again. So the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament is in the books for this year. El Vacant, your thoughts on Sassy's victory?
I mean, great for her. I got to tell you, I think that qualifies as a dark horse winner. If you had asked 3 rounds ago, hey, who do you think is going to win? I don't think that would have been everyone's call. Especially with some of the names that were still in, but she went out, she dug in, and she just, she went ahead and won, and good for her. I think that's a big accomplishment for her, maybe one of the biggest ones of her career, and no one can ever take that from her.
Absolutely not. Sassy Appleby's was your winner. Tremaris to the Bone was your runner-up. The two semifinalists were Hobo Ezekiel and Billy Gunn. The four quarterfinalists were Uber Vegan TPO, Big Papa, Psychotic Rage, and Nightcrawler. So all of those people walked away with a bit of coin, some wrestler bucks, and a couple of prizes. So when all said and done, it was a very successful, once again, Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. But we go from talking about one memorial tournament to talking about another one. Ladies and gentlemen, the Spicy McHaggis. Spicy McHaggis Memorial Wrestling God Invitational is now in signups, ladies and gentlemen. That will start next week at Philadelphia Freedom on July 2nd. So we got a little over a week to sign up for it. Here are the prizes as we've got them. The winner will receive 40 million coins, 300 wrestler bucks, an entrance video from Extreme Enigma, a nameplate from Beast, an animated promo pick from Conk, and a promo pick from the lovely Maeve O'Hare. The runner-up will get 20 million coins, 150 wrestler bucks, and the two semifinalists will each get 5 million coins and 50 wrestler bucks. That tournament is now in sign-up. If you are in RAWF, you do not need an invite. You can just go right to the events tab. It's the first thing on there. Sign up for the Spicy McHaggis Memorial Wrestling God Invitational. It starts just 8 nights from tonight at Philadelphia Freedom. All right, so we got that. We also have some GM reports to get to. Let's start with Unstoppable's tag report. Congrats to Deez and Mithras, who will be facing the tag team champions Washington Lightning, Penelope Washington and Lightning Leanne, at Philadelphia Freedom Sunday, July 2nd. The final top five of season 4. In first place, Deez and Mithras, the team of Deez and Mithras. In second place, the Godslayers, Mortal Griffith and Maeve O'Hare. In third place, Hawking Best, the Hawkster Bully and Simply the Best. In fourth place, the Champions, Washington Lightning and Penelope Washington in Lightning Land. And in fifth place, Crazy Train, Billy Gunn and Sassy, the Sassy Intentions came in fifth place. So season five of Tags is now open for signups. Signups will close in 1 week on July 2nd. If you're in need of a partner, check out the scene. And so that was another season of Tags in the book, another terrific job by Unstoppabot. Let's now turn to our 32-1 GM. She sent in this report earlier today.
Good morning, LA. This is Raven with your 32-1 GM report. We are on week three, which is no bag of tricks. We have eight wrestlers left. Killer Neptune versus Hotshot. Extreme Enigma versus Chris Cage. Sassy Applebee's versus Paragon. And Blakey versus Undertaker. See you next week. Good night.
All right, that was a lovely Raven the Enchanted with her 32-1 report. We now turn to our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bridge to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit. All them bitches better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. G, go ahead, Yosemite Sam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With the rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggot still sleep by the open wounds. Stress like a
mega. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus, and we've got ourselves a doozy of a report. It turns out when the show's away, the gauntlet will play because we have a lot to cover. Last we left off, the run of Fire Chief Bill had ended at one at the hands of Marquis de Sade. Marquis de Sade would go on to a second match with Conk. That match he would be victorious in. Marquis de Sade would then go on against Simply the Best, also picking up that victory, going on to a third. He would then go up against the Chairman, the Razor, picking up a fourth victory for Marquis de Sade, meaning one victory away from earning a championship match, and that victory would have to go through Natalya Nitro. And Marquis de Sade was able to do that, going five straight, earning a championship match against Nightcrawler. However, on the final leg of the gauntlet, when the gold was on the line, Marquis de Sade was unable to capture that championship. Nightcrawler would retain, but that's not it. We had a championship match, and we have more because the gauntlet continued on. We would start with Crazy Mama versus the Unsettled Chris Cage. Chris Cage would pick up that victory. He would then go on to his second match against Hotshot Chaz. And Chris Cage again picking up that victory, going to two. Chris Cage would then go up against the Mancunian Maniac. And Mancunian Maniac would end the Unsettled One's run at two. Mancunian Maniac would then go up against Albatross Unlimited. Can Albatross prove that he truly is unlimited? In this instance, yes, defeating Mancunian Maniac, going on to a second match. That second match is against Ice Cold Aaron McFadden and Albatross Unlimited. All he had to do was show up. Ice Cold did not make it to the ring. Albatross makes it to a second victory in the gauntlet, where he is currently up against the First Lady of Anarchy, Cougar, trying to earn his third victory on the gauntlet.
Woo! Wow! That's a hell of a report there, Paragon. A lot going on there. And yes, we did indeed have a title match last week for the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. Nightcrawler retaining that title over Marquis de Sade. But the gauntlet rolls on, as you all just heard, Paragon. Thank you very much for the report, and we will certainly be seeing you in just a little while. We have a contract signing to do here in just a little while, so we will see you then.
All right.
So that is the GM reports that I have at the moment. So some other news, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of news tonight, and this including last couple of weeks ago in Baltimore, we had a new Triple Crown champion crowned. Hotshot Chaz winning his first major RAWF championship, defeating Simply the Best and Blake Bradley to win the Triple Crown championship. And if you watch that match, Elvika, they were hammering Chaz, the two of them, STB and Blake Bradley, early on. He had to overcome some incredible odds to win that championship. What did you think of that match? And
look, I had some words thinking about what was going on going into that match, and I did. You know, I expected a lot of stuff. I expected some underhanded stuff. This was not what I expected. I did not expect Simply the Best of all people to basically turn out to be in cahoots with Blake, and then just decide to have, you know, the pair of them just dogpile on Hotshot. Man, I don't know what that kid did to piss those two off, but these are not good enemies to make. But, you know, lo and behold, it doesn't seem to matter, because pissed off or not, he came out ahead.
He did. Chaz overcame some incredible odds. I mean, when you have two of the best, like Blake Bradley and STB, teaming up on you, I don't care, and with no help whatsoever. But he did it, and congratulations to Chaz. He is the new Triple Crown champion, and by God, he will go on to Philadelphia Freedom next week to defend that title, and that isn't going to be easy. We'll talk about that in just a few moments, but congratulations to Chaz. Let's talk about superstars tomorrow, live from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. The main event, that first of all, congratulations to Beast, who defeated Strangleheart last week to win the Superstars Championship. But he does not have it easy in his first title defense. Tomorrow's main event for the Superstars Championship, Beast will have to defend that against Blake motherfucking Bradley. And Bradley and Blake is not a happy camper after losing that Triple Crown championship. So this match is going to be an incredible main event leading into Philadelphia Freedom. Your quick thoughts on that, O'Regan?
Look, I don't know how pissed off Blake really is. Although, you know, look, I had my opinions going into that match. He didn't really want to win. But I don't know. His actions and words after the fact makes me wonder if I was wrong. And I think this upcoming match is going to show us whether or not he's actually pissed off.
Yeah,
I would want to be the guy that was, you know, the pell for that rage.
Yeah, Beast has got his hands full in his first Superstars title defense tomorrow night against Beast. Also, a FUBAR City street fight in the works. Penelope Washington calling out, it was open challenge for a FUBAR City street fight earlier this week to tomorrow on Superstars. She messaged me just a little bit earlier and let me know that her opponent, the one that she's accepted the challenge of, is the one and only Conk. So Penelope Washington taking on Conk in a FUBAR City street fight as Penelope prepares herself to take on Luke Cage for the FUBAR City championship at Philadelphia Freedom. And a bit of a dark side showing up in Penelope as of late, vacant, as she prepares to try to win that FUBAR City championship. Your thoughts?
I don't understand the nature of this, but, you know, good for Penelope, I guess. I feel like if you know, to get ready for someone like Luke, Conk is not a bad substitute. They're both very large men, very strong. But it's also risking getting into the ring with a very large, strong man, or you have to get in the ring with a very large, strong man.
Well,
you see where I'm going here.
I do see where you're going here, and we will see what happens. It should be an interesting fight tomorrow when she takes on Conk in a FUBAR City street fight here in Philadelphia. And, you know, it one way or another, she's going to have some experience going into that title match with Luke. Let's go to some other tournament updates if we can. The RAWF 10th anniversary tournament still underway is in the quarterfinals. However, the Immortal Griffith defeated The Undertaker. He will be one of the four semifinalists. He awaits the winner of Natalya Nitro and Maeve O'Hare. In the other side of the bracket, Chris Cage taking on Leo and Simply the Best taking on Crazy Mama. 10th anniversary tournament, of course, the winner to walk away with 10 million coins. So, other tournaments we had Hatfield and McCoy tournament for the right to face Conk for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship of Philadelphia Freedom was won by Dr. Kent. The Powerball tournament for the right to face the Immortal Griffith for the Powerball Championship at Philadelphia Freedom, the winner was Killer Neptune. Interesting. Killer Neptune will face the Immortal Griffith for the Powerball Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. The winner of the Biatch of the Month, she called her shot, El Vacant. The estrogen champion, Maeve O'Hare, defeating Penelope Washington in the finals. She now gets to choose her opponent next week at Philadelphia Freedom for that estrogen championship. She called her shot. She said she was going to do it, and by God, she did it. Your thoughts?
Look, there have been a few people who have done it over the years, called their shot, and, you know, and then managed to actually back that up. And now Maeve has added herself to that list. It's not a very big list, but, you know, it's a pretty commanding list. And like I said, now Maeve has put herself on it, and, you know, good for her. That's one of those belts where, like, you know, you can say a lot without many words and just your actions. You know, you have the title, you're always put back into the tournament, and you get to choose your own opponent, which, you know, we've seen people do it and pick the hardest person they can find. We've seen people do it and pick the easiest person they can find. So now we get to just see, what does Maeve do? Who does she choose?
Yes, we do. And hopefully we will get a word with her tonight and maybe get a hint of who she's thinking about for that opportunity next week at Philadelphia Freedom, facing her for the Estrogen Championship. And finally, the Arsehole of the Month is also over. That was won by Strangleheart. He will challenge Dr. Kent for the Men's Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. So the card for Philadelphia Freedom, almost all that title matches are penciled in, not quite all of them. Guys still got a couple of things going on here. But we've got a pretty good look at what that card's going to look like at Philadelphia Freedom. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, El Vacant, you have in your hand the updated rankings.
I do, right here. See?
Do I really have to say it?
Oh, you wanted me to, like, read that?
You have very few jobs here on this program. This is one that's
one job on this program, make you look good. That's
Well, when are you going to start doing that?
Look, I you don't give me a lot to work with. All right, jokes aside. All right, everybody. So this is the top 25, at 9 out of 14 matches. So, you know, a little ways to go yet. But, you know, this is, things are starting to solidify, I guess is a good word. So, you know how it goes. Start at the bottom, work our way up. Here we go. In 25th place, we have D's. In 24th place, we have the Cougar. Oh, wait. And right after that, her feline friend, we have the 23rd place Tigress. In 22nd place, we have Conk. In 21st place, hola, Maeve, you're 21st. All right, we'll talk to you in a bit. In 20th place, we have the, we just talked about her a moment ago, but the winner of our Xanthar tournament is in 20th place. That's the Asplebees. I'm sorry, I have this, like, tickle in my throat here. In 19th place. Yeah, give me a second. I'm going to take a drink.
Take a drink.
Yeah, that's better. All right, here we go. In 19th place, we have Strangleheart. In 18th place, we have the Extreme Enigma. He's very extreme. Kind of like those Doritos with all the extra powder on them. Very extreme. In 17th place, we have, oh, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. That's right, Hobo Ezekiel in 17th place. In 16th place, the most aptly named man in all of professional wrestling today. That is right, the unsettled Christopher Cage is in 16th place. In 15th place, we have Bruce the Shark. In 14th place, we have our current world champion, the immortal Griffith. In 13th place, oh, we've talked about him already tonight too, is Hotshot Chaz. In 12th place, we have A.F. James. In 11th place, we have the Diesel Warrior. In 10th place, a man who's been doing pretty well lately here, and he's now in the top 10, Billy Gunn. Little another drinky poo there. In 9th place, we have the power player, Luke Cage. In 8th place, we have Kayla, the governess. In 7th place, we have Penelope Washington. In 6th place, we have Blake, the man with the shakes, Bradley. In, it's not as fun to say, but it's Blake motherfucking Bradley. I think I'm going to redo that. Hold on, give me a second. Let me back that up. In 6th place, we have Blake motherfucking Bradley. Yeah, that's just more fun to do. All right. In 5th place, we have Kane, the governor. In 4th place, we have everybody's favorite X-Men, the Nightcrawler. In 3rd place, we have Mr. Grapejuice himself, the man with the plan, the man who's on a mission, the freight train of destiny, the paragon of greatness. In 2nd place, we have simply the best. And proving it once and for all that the fix is absolutely in, our number one person at this point, 9 out of 14 matches, the winner of the extra points tournament, Killa Neptune.
All right, and again, this is only 9 out of 14, not the final rankings, but that doesn't prove that there's a fix. I wish people would quit saying that, including him.
I mean, he would know, wouldn't he?
I'm not dignifying it, but we will see what happens with the rest of the period, but yeah, some... it's very interesting how things are playing out early on in these rankings. We will see how that goes. All right. So now we turn our attention to not Philadelphia Freedom just yet, because I want to update everybody on Tropical Aggression, which will come to you live on August 27th. From the Philippine Arena in Ciudad de Victoria in the Philippines. And the Philippine Arena, did you know it was the world's largest indoor arena? It
is
the
world.
Yes, it indeed it is. We are going, it is happily hosting Tropical Aggression here in August. And I'm looking forward to going over to the Philippines. Are you excited, El Bacon?
I am. I've only been to the Philippines once. It was great. And I was in a different area. I was in Manila. So I really can't wait to see this new area, Philippines. They're lovely people. It's a lovely place. The food is incredible. I've never been to a more hospitable place in Asia. If you've never, you know, any of you wrestlers who've never been, you're going to enjoy it.
Yes, very much looking forward to Tropical Aggression, but unfortunately, it is still 2 months away, but we have Philadelphia Freedom to look forward to next Sunday, live here from Lincoln Financial Field, the home of the Philadelphia Eagles, and let's take a look at what we've got signed for this incredible Philadelphia Freedom, the oldest pay-per-view in RAWF history, as a matter of fact. This will be the 10th annual Philadelphia Freedom. It will start with the Spicy McHaggis Memorial Wrestling God Invitational that we were talking about earlier. So people from all walks of life will converge on Philadelphia to pay their respects to the great Spicy McHaggis and fight it out just like he was wont to do back in the day. Then Aaron McFadden challenged 15 other people to sign up for this block party battle royal he's planning on having. Last I heard, he only needed one more participant. I was hoping to hear from him tonight so we could get a complete list of who he's got. If not, we can. I might be able to look it up later in the program to see who all have signed up for that. And then, of course, El Vacant U will be in action in a Lucha Libre match against Albatross Unlimited in a special challenge Lucha Libre match. And I'm sure you're looking forward to it. We'll talk more with you about that in a bit. Now to the title matches. First of all, Conk will defend the Hatfield McCoy Championship against Dr. Kent. Dr. Kent looking to walk out of Philadelphia Freedom with two championships, the Hatfield McCoy and the men's. We will see if he can do it. Washington Lightning, the tag team champions, will defend those titles against Deez and Mithras, both of them former tag team champions, only with different partners. But as a team, you know, this is their first opportunity. They've been a great team over the time, but this is the first time they've gotten into this spot. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. Maeve will defend the Champions Choice Championship against the Extreme Enigma. Stips still to be named. We can get that out of her tonight, too. The Immortal Griffith will defend the Powerball Championship against Killa Neptune, who, by the way, is the longest reigning Powerball champion on record in RAWF history. Nobody held it longer than he has, but the Immortal Griffith always a tough out as far as a championship goes. Undertaker will defend the Multimedia Championship. Undertaker will defend the Multimedia Championship against Badass Billy Gunn. Chaz, Hotshot Chaz, to defend the Triple Crown Championship against Chris Cage and Conk. Luke Cage to defend the FUBAR City Championship in Washington. Nightcrawler will defend his Midnight Hobo Championship against AF James. Dr. Kent will defend the men's title against Strangleheart. DW will defend her national championship against Kayla the Governess. Simply the Best will defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against a two-time Platinum Dragon champion in Killa Neptune. And finally, in the main event, for which we will have a contract signing in just a little bit for the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship, it is Immortal Greatness 7043. It is the Immortal Griffith versus the Paragon of Greatness. So, whoa, that is a hell of a lineup, El Vacant. What on there stands out to you?
Well, I mean, the obvious of, you know, Immortal Greatness 7,422. But, I mean, other than that, I think there's a lot of good matches on there. You know, I really can't wait to see what Maeve claims as her stipulations. I also can't wait to see who she, you know, when she called her shot, who she's going to give that shot to. I think those are interesting.
Indeed. Other matches that I'm looking forward to, the tag team titles, that is going to be a barn burner of a match. Washington Lightning, of course, the tag team champions. But as I said, Deez and Mithras, I am actually surprised it's taken them this long to get a tag team title shot. As good as those two are, not just in the singles, but as a team. So I'm looking forward to seeing if Deez and Mithras can unsurf Washington Lightning. Certainly, because, you know, we don't get to talk about Mithras. He's taken kind of a break from singles action here in RAWF, focusing on his tag team career. So, yes, they did get that. They locked. So, Deez and Mithras did win the season, and they will face Washington Lightning for the tag team titles. What do you think of that, El Vacant? Deez and Mithras finally getting their opportunity.
When it comes to your first tag team title defense, that's a hell of a team to draw.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, you're not just talking about both men Hall of Famers, both men former world champions, both men former tag team champions with other partners. So it's not like they don't know how to do this. So this is definitely a hell of a draw for Washington Lightning. I think that is going to be one hell of a tag team title match. Another one I'm looking forward to, Chaz defending his Triple Crown Championship for the first time. When he's going to do it against one of his opponents is somebody who has had his number in recent times in title matches and contender matches, whatnot, in the unsettled Chris Cage. And then, of course, the third man, not to be not to leave him out of it, the Conk is certainly also got to be in the mix. Chaz, Cage, Conk, who do you like?
Chaz, Cage, and Conk. Honestly, normally I would go with Conk, but I would, you know, Chaz just, you know, effectively not having a three-way match, but having a two-on-one match and still managing to take the title, I think I saw momentum's on his side.
Well, certainly the experience factor would be in Chris Cage's side. He is a former Triple Crown champion of several times over.
Three, so actually. I believe, and, you know, you're the record man, but I believe if he wins this, he will then hold the record for most times holding that title.
Ooh, there's a fast fact from Al Vacant. Let me look and see if you're actually correct.
Because I believe there are three people who have had it three times.
Well, let's take a look. We will start to Triple Crown. So, let's see here. Well, this will be it would be Chris Cage's fourth time with the title. No doubt about that. You are correct about that. There's so many names. So many people have won this championship over the years. It's kind of like, I see several people who definitely won it twice. Who were you thinking were people who won it three times?
I believe Knox Boogie had it three times, and I believe Money Sue had it three times.
Let's see here. Knox Boogie, one, two. You are correct about Knox Boogie and Money Sue. And you are correct about Money Sue. So you're right. Three people held it three times. You did some homework here on this. I'm in shock.
I like
usually. So wow.
Well, and but, Chris may have been talking about it in the back room, like in the locker room, nonstop. So I may have just overheard him.
No. Well, okay. Fair enough. I was gonna say you actually you actually do homework. What was I thinking? All right.
No, I don't do homework. I do things like, oh, hey, you know what? Also, you know where we are today, right?
We're in Philadelphia.
Right. So you know what that means, right?
What about it?
I have cheese and empanadas.
Okay. Well, we'll enjoy that. We'll enjoy those in just a little bit. Yes, that is. Indeed, Chris Cage has the opportunity to break the record for most Triple Crown championships, but he has to get past Hotshot Chaz, who I'm almost certain does not want to lose that title just a couple weeks after winning it. But
his record against other members of his faction is not the greatest. But
no, it is.
He can lose to Chris and retain that title.
This is true. He just has to beat Conk and then hope that Conk beats Chris.
Correct.
So that is correct. That is correct. That is how Triple Crown Championship rules go. All right. So with that being said, let's turn our attention now to the FUBAR City Championship. It'll be Luke Cage against Penelope Washington. We've already talked about how Penelope is preparing for this match. Well, how do you see this playing out?
I'm sorry. I smelled the empanadas again. What are we talking about?
I was asking you about the FUBAR City Championship match between Luke Cage and Penelope Washington.
FUBAR City. I don't see how Penelope manages to hold Luke Cage down for a three count. I just don't see how that happens. I just, like, the man can bench press her with his pinky.
Well, I mean, and Penelope has made it a point to say she doesn't, you know, nobody's picking her to win this match. And certainly she has a point. On paper, this is a huge mismatch, especially when anything goes. I mean, not to take away from her talent. She is indeed proven to be a very talented individual. But when you're taking on the man the size of Luke Cage with the power, and, you know. But let's see what the champion thinks about this upcoming match. Let's hear from the power player now, live via Vokaroo.
So it's been a while since Luke cut himself a RAWF promo. Now, that ain't because Luke didn't have nothing to say, because Luke always has something to say. But some of you may remember that a couple of months back, Luke took some time off from RAWF. I needed to take some time to myself to reflect and think. And a few friends suggested that I take some anger management sessions, because as you remember, Luke's promos seem to take a loud, kind of violent turn most of the time. Guess I just had some shit I needed to work through. But I'm all better now. Because you see, I learned how to recognize my triggers. That's what my therapist said. He said, recognize your triggers, Luke, and you can turn things around. You see, I always wanted to be the hero of my own story, but I could never quite get a handle on it. I never quite found my focus. But since I've been back in RAWF, I think I found my focus again. No more factions and groups, just Luke doing his thing. And for the first time, I think I actually know what my thing is. So let me talk about being the FUBAR City Champion for a minute, because that's got to be considered one of the biggest upsets of all time, against a true RAWF legend, the Paragon of Greatness. And I know I like to throw around the word respect a lot, but POG is truly a man that I admire. He's true to himself, and he's always put me over when he didn't have to. So giving me two great matches, sir. And good luck in your world heavyweight title match. But this promo ain't about winning titles. Because you see, I started talking about recognizing my triggers. And one of the triggers my therapist found was that when I perceive that I'm being disrespected, I get mad. So when for 2 weeks in a row, when my FUBAR City title matches were treated like an afterthought on After Hours, recognized right away that this was a trick. So I practiced my calming meditation that I learned in my session, and I figured that would work, except when it didn't. Because you see, I knew I'm no Blake Bradley. I'm no FTB. And maybe if I verbally disrespected the title I have, maybe that would put me over a little more with the After Hours crew. But that ain't me. I just do the best that I can do. I just try to win some matches and stay on my path. So yeah, I'm still working on managing my anger. And even though I ain't over with the After Hours crew, like let's say a Billy Gunn, or even Extreme Enema, I'm just going to focus on achieving my goals. One down, two to go. Because maybe I ain't the greatest in-ring technician in the world, but one thing my opponents can't deny is that Luke hits hard.
All right.
Wait, what do you mean he's not? Didn't I literally just moments ago talk about how he could bench press his opponent with a pinky? Didn't I literally just say that?
Well, I mean, you did, but to be fair, that, you know, he's talking about previous weeks, not this week. But to be fair with that, I suppose we haven't given Luke the love. I don't know. Did we get him? Yeah, not give him the love, but, you know, the airtime. So let's talk about Luke. But here's the thing. Now, you know, he's talking about anger management, doing all the – he's trying to control his anger. How beneficial is that for a FUBAR City champion to be able to control his anger?
It's a horrible plan.
especially considering his opponent is trying to channel her dark side, if you will. So with that being said, does that change your opinion of Luke's chances at Philadelphia Freedom?
I mean, no. I mean, all right, look. She, you know, once upon a time, she was a part of a certain group who had some pretty underhanded tactics, and a member of that group managed to win this exact title by hitting someone with a Bentley. So I'm not going to say that she doesn't know how to take out an opponent much bigger and stronger than her, because she's seen it up close and personal. But that might be what it takes. I'm not sure that would work.
We find out next week at Philadelphia Freedom. It's going to be a hell of a night, ladies and gentlemen, the 10th annual Philadelphia Freedom pay-per-view live from Lincoln Financial Field.
Also, I'm going to call it now. Next week, Extreme Enigma is going to call Luke out for calling him Extreme Enema. Like, he has to, right? He can't let that slide.
I mean, I suppose if I was an Enigma, that I would consider that, but at the same time, probably not the first time he's been called that, you know, because, you know, this is the wrestling biz.
That's true. We do tend to mess with each other's names.
Absolutely.
Paragon of Greatness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Los Angeles.
Yep, see, there you go. El Nacho Grande Taco Bell.
Yeah, there's that one. That one's racist. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's feature will be the contract signing between the two participants in the main event of Philadelphia Freedom for the World Heavyweight Championship. They will be here momentarily. The Immortal Griffith defending against the Paragon of Greatness, two of the greatest in RAWF history, will square off for, I mean, yes, they've done it many times. We joke about how many, you know, joke about the number, but the truth is these two know each other possibly better than any two wrestlers in RAWF, just because they have squared off against each other in so many main events over the years. And tonight they will sign the contract that I have here. We'll have it right here. And we will have them come in here in just a little while and sign the contract. But El Vacant, I want your take on this incredible main event we have at Philadelphia Freedom.
Look, I've heard people talk about, you know, we've seen this before, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, here's the thing I'm going to point out. Yeah, we've seen these two face off for the world title, I don't know, what, four times, five times, I don't know, a bunch of times. And for Platinum Dragon, for, like, a lot of major things. We have seen this matchup a bunch, and there's a reason we see this matchup a bunch, because it's two of the top guys in the company who keep earning themselves into the top spots. That's how that shit works, right? But here's the thing I want to say. Yeah, you may have seen these two men in a match, but you haven't seen this match before, because every time these two have a match, it's different. They learn from each other. They grow from each other. I don't think either of their egos would allow them to admit it. But the only reason I think either of them are where they are in this company is because of the fight and the feud that they had with the other. These two men have pushed each other to greatness, no pun intended, for years. And everyone else has been in their wake because of it.
And, I mean, to be fair, this could go any number, either way. The truth of the matter is they both epitomize their names. They both, you know, Immortal and Greatness, both works for both of them. And they know each other. It's just going to be an incredible main event. I can't wait to see this. But we will have them here in just a little while for the contract signing. But first, we're going to take a song break, and we'll return. We will be joined by the World Heavyweight Champion, the Immortal Griffith, and his challenger, the Paragon of Greatness. Where is it? Anyways, we will be back. back in just a few moments. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We'll be right back, folks.
Don't worry. best, improve yourself, your spirit never dies.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following. Blaze Brew proudly brings to you Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. Comes in a wide variety of flavors and colors. Available now at your local liquor stores, beer distributors, grocery stores, gyms, hairdressers, gas stations, restaurants, doctor's offices, pubs, bars, brothels, strip clubs, and street corners. Eliminator Beer, get one now. You won't be disappointed. You'll be shit-faced drunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We are now ready for the contract signing for the main event at Philadelphia Freedom. And again, El Vacant, this is going to be a match for the ages, in my opinion. So without further ado, let's bring in the challenger. He is the one and only.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the bread to the earth to the shadows fall behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize again, motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G. Go ahead, your family, Sam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the collar. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With no rat that creep in my flesh. But hey, and then the maggot still sleep. By the open wounds, stress.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the paragon of greatness. Good evening, once again, Paragon.
It truly is a great evening, Amadeus. I can feel the excitement. Mortal greatness again.
All right. You sit right there, sir. And then the seat across from you will be taken by this man. He is the reigning RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He is the franchise. He is... Gentlemen, he is the 9-time RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He is the Immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Good evening, sir.
Well, a lot has been said over the last couple of weeks by both of you leading up to this night and in particular, and I'm sure the two of you will have a lot to say about this, but I now pass the contract with the pen over to the challenger, the Paragon of Greatness. And Paragon, if you have a statement, feel free to issue it.
Here we are again. The immortal versus the undying. The beginning versus the end of time. The inevitable versus the inexorable. And every lofty moniker in between. A fight that seems to be destined to go for eternity. There isn't a lot of new ground to cover as far as achievements go. We've said it all. You've heard it all. But the thing that makes immortal greatness stand out, all of the great rivalries, is abundance of new ground to be covered inside of the ring. I think that our co-host touched on this a little bit. Never the same match twice. Two of the most decorated champions, sure, but more importantly, two of the most diligent students of the game, constantly learning and evolving their styles, creating a unique experience every time they lace up their boots. And between them, the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. However, while there's no greater prize in this industry, and indeed there is nothing in this world that I or anyone else in that locker room would rather possess, to simply label this as a championship match and nothing else would be failing to understand the paths that have led to this point. The Immortal Griffith is not simply a champion. He doesn't do what he does just to wear gold. No, he fancies himself the franchise. And to quote the man himself, in response to the fact that I intend to claim what belongs to me in Philadelphia. Quote, you claimed that you were coming to take what's yours? Yours? As if you have any claim or right to the title that I now hold. Take what's yours? If anyone has the right to call this title theirs, it's me. Well, what you fail to understand, Griffith, and that is this. I never claimed that championship's mine. It's not. It's not yours either. It's theirs. It's always been theirs. That championship, the Platinum Dragon Championship, all of them. Every match in that ring, every word spoken into an RAWF microphone, those belong to them. The people that have believed in me for all of these long years, that never gave up when times got hard and never wavered in their support. Everything that we have done and we will ever do belongs to them. And that's the thing about you, Griff. You never quite understand. You see the trees, but you fail to capture the forest. You only see things through the myopic lens of how is this about me? It isn't about you. At Philadelphia Freedom, I will claim the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship, but it will never belong to me. What does belong to me, and what I will take back on the second, is my self-respect. I will wake up on Monday morning, and for the first time in a long time, the man staring back at me in the mirror will be somebody that I can be proud of. Someone who stood up for himself and realized that sometimes the only way to do right by them is to do right by yourself first. In Philadelphia, we'll do what we do, and we'll write another chapter in the greatest story that will ever be written. So Amadeus, if you'll hand me that contract, you cannot write. Thank you. You cannot write a story, let alone the greatest story, without putting down those first crucial words. So here they are, ink to paper. Paragon of Greatness. You're up, champ.
All right. Your turn, champ. Anything you'd like to say before you sign it?
Are you done with your soliloquy?
Yes.
Yeah, good. No, I was talking to him, actually. How to start? So, in the immortal words of another man, everything you just said was wrong. Well, I'm sorry, that's not true. One thing you said was half right, because half of your sentence was, this title will never belong to you. And you're right. It won't, because you're never going to take it from me. You sit here and say it's for them, the fans. And while I have respect for our fans, I mean, hell, you know, they love me almost as much as they love you. And that's the funniest part about it all, Paragon. You have spent your career kissing the ass of every fan in the industry. I've spent my career being me. And they love me almost as much as they love you. And you can't stand it. You say this belt doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the fans. Hogwash. You know as well as I do that no one gets into the industry without some measure of glory burning in their soul, that need to prove that you're better than the person next to you. Because if you don't have that need, you don't win. You don't get to the top of this industry without that ego. And here's the thing. You know, I get called out for my ego all the time. But someone recently just said that, you know, Griff is very ego forward. You know, I don't hide my ego. And that's the funny thing between us. You try to act like you're selfless, like you have no ego. You have the second biggest, perhaps even the biggest ego in this industry. Second only maybe to me. But the difference between us is I'm honest about it. You know, you need to do it for the fans. You need to look yourself in the mirror. No, you need to remind yourself of who you once were and what you were capable of being. You need to remind yourself that you are the paragon of fucking greatness, not the paragon of mediocrity, not the paragon of, maybe I'll do it tonight, but the paragon of greatness. You know, you came out here and call it yours. You're going to take what's yours. Of course you mean the belt. Everyone knows you mean the belt. I'm backpedaling now because I call you out on it. That's disingenuous at best. But here's the thing, Paragon. I'm glad that you want what's quote-unquote yours. I'm glad that you're tired of being in the shadows. I'm glad that you want to prove yourself to yourself. Because maybe, just maybe, the Paragon I've been looking for I don't know, what is it, 10 years, 6 years, whatever, however the hell long we've been doing this, I'll finally get to meet him. Because I've been looking for him since the day we met. So come Philadelphia. I don't want your goddamn A-game. I've seen that. I want you to dig deep. I want you to find more. I want your alpha game, your omega game. I want everything that you have, everything that you could possibly ever have in that ring. So that when, not if, but when I pin your shoulders to that mat, and I retain this championship, there are no questions left unanswered. I am the RAWF World Heavyweight Champion, and there is not a goddamn thing you or anyone else can do about it. Give me that fucking pin.
All right. It is official, ladies and gentlemen. The contract has been signed by both participants. The Paragon of Greatness challenges the Immortal Griffith 8 nights from tonight at Philadelphia Freedom for the World Heavyweight Championship. Gentlemen, I'm glad this didn't get too ugly, although I think you both made your points. And I wish you both the best of luck, and we will talk to both of you hopefully next week here on After Hours separately. Good luck, gentlemen.
Well, that was the thing I had to sit here for.
Well, you can't say that these two aren't fired up. They certainly will be. The fireworks are real at Philadelphia Freedom next week, just be sure, when the Paragon of Greatness challenges the Immortal Griffith. And we joke about how many times this match has actually happened. It has happened quite a few times in RAWF history, but to be honest with you, not for a while. So other fast facts to let you know. Did you know, excuse me, the world championship has not changed hands at Philadelphia Freedom since 2018. It's been 5 years since the World Heavyweight Championship changed hands at Philadelphia Freedom, and it's only happened three times in 9 Philadelphia Freedoms. So just a quick fact about that, but could be a very interesting scenario we find ourselves in at Philadelphia Freedom. All right, with that being said, it's now time to talk to our reigning estrogen champion. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the reigning estrogen and Champions Choice champion. She is Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the lovely Maeve O'Hare. Maeve, good evening.
Good evening, Mossman. Good evening, Vacan.
Hola, that was different.
That was different.
Change it up. Keep people on their toes.
Was that a different version of Seven Nation Army?
It might have been.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there?
So, Maeve, first of all, congratulations on winning the Biash of the Month, calling your shot. You said you were going to do that so that you could pick your opponent. You certainly did. So, congratulations. It's not often we get that. So, talk to me about how that felt to win the Biash after calling it out.
I mean, I feel like the prescribed formula here is that I talk about how excited I am and how wonderful it is and how wonderful all my opponents were and how it were also really hard work. And fuck that. I called my shot because I knew I were going to win. And I made a promise. I made it here on air. And I'm a woman of my word. I called my shot. I did what I was set out to do. And now I am here as your estrogen champion, and I get to pick whoever I want, within reason. I've been told that I can't just have more cork or slap a wig on. I also were told vacant that because you aren't in the tourney, you're not eligible, so I can't pick you. I tried.
That's sexist.
I mean, do you want to go talk to the GMs about it? Because
no.
That's not my decision. Yeah, that's above my pay grade. I tried more.
So here's the thing. Speaking of, apparently because it's a night for trivia, I have a piece of trivia that involves Maeve.
Oh.
I'm afraid.
Yeah. As of the night of Philadelphia Freedom, win or lose, she will be the longest reigning estrogen champion in RAWF history.
Is that right?
According to the record.
Look at this one saying vacant.
This one I actually did do my own work.
You might. Let me take a look here. Let me confirm this. I not that I doubt you, El Vacant, but you know.
Yes, you do.
He's calling you a liar, Vacant. Can you believe
it?
No, he's just saying that I often get things wrong. I can't really argue with him. I don't pay a lot of attention, but this is about a redhead, so I'm pretty sure I'm right.
You could
be. He does pay a lot of attention to my matches, I've noticed.
So, Philadelphia Freedom will be on July 2nd, 2023. Holy smokes. You are indeed correct. What win or lose, she on actually June 30th, which is 2 days before Philadelphia Freedom, she will tie Tigress for the longest reign, and then of course on this day next week, she will have officially hit 183 days. The record is 182. So, yep, you are not wrong at all. Congratulations, Maeve. Unless you somehow decide you want to defend the title tomorrow on Superstars, you are guaranteed to be the longest reigning Estrogen champion.
Well, I was planning on it anyway. Since you brought it up, I do have something that I want to get off my chest. Not my blouse vacant. I saw your eyes get big for a second.
Shucks.
To be fair, so did mine.
Well, yeah, but you always wear those sunglasses inside, which is very strange.
So that I don't give stuff like that away. Unless I say
it. This future's too bright.
So I did have a challenge laid out to me by the same woman who tried this earlier in the year and apparently did not learn her lesson the first time. So I'm saying this especially to Kayla, who I understand does not listen to the show, but I'm sure that there's someone just waiting to run and carry a tale to her. So for whoever that might be, you can go and tell her that she needs to learn to listen. I told her back in January or whenever it were that if she wanted to challenge me, she needed to prove herself worthy. Once again, she's eliminated early in the Estrin Championship. She started to try to say that she were doing better than me in the 10th anniversary tournament, as if that meant anything to anyone, and that weren't true either. So, Kayla, I'm going to say this very slowly and very carefully, and I'm going to try to use small words because the 75% of you that ain't Irish apparently also ain't very smart. Do not come for me unless I send for you. That being said, I'm certainly not going to accept a challenge a week before I set a new record, because you know how much I love setting records.
Oh, no, absolutely. That would make sense not to accept a challenge because of that. But did you know that when you were when you turned her down? Did you realize?
No, I had no idea. I had no idea. I knew I were getting close. I didn't realize they were that close. I just turned her down because her challenge were boring and she hadn't earned it.
Well, I mean,
setting a record is just an added bonus at this point. But that being said, because I called my shot, I do have the responsibility of choosing who I will be facing at Philadelphia Freedom. It won't be Kayla, for those of you who are playing at home and might not have figured that out yet. I also am going to preemptively say it is not going to be the last person I defeated for the tournament, because she just had her chance and blew it. But I have decided who that I will be facing at Philadelphia Freedom. And I've decided that since this is an historic pay-per-view, it's the oldest one in the company, we're going to be in like this place that's got all this history, and a bunch of old white folks did stuff there a couple hundred years ago, apparently, that might be important to somebody.
And cheesesteaks.
And cheesesteaks, yes. Can't forget the cheesesteaks. But to that end, I've decided that I want this to be an exciting, memorable, historic match for all of those fans that the English and more Corker were talking about a few minutes ago. And so I actually were inspired by what Vacant here just said about my record and Boss Man confirming everything. And if I'm not mistaken, Boss Man, there are actually two women who are tied for the current record. One of them is Tigress, and I believe the other one is a Hall of Famer.
You are correct. You are correct.
For some some reason, she's had a lot of really nasty things to say about me lately. I'm not sure they had to take her to the vet and have some sort of procedure done, or if it's just her old age catching up with her. I'm not sure what it is. But Cougar has had just the rudest sort of things to say about me. And I'm going to prove that I am the bigger woman, that I don't hold grudges, and that I am going to be very generous and extend to my fellow Hall of Famer, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, a shot at the belt that she loves so much.
Wow. All right. So it
Let me
will
translate
be.
That. I don't hold grudges, so I'm going to kick your ass. That's what I heard.
Yeah, me too. But all right, so it will be Mabel Hare who will be the longest reigning estrogen champion once Philadelphia Freedom rolls around against one of the two women that are hold the record currently for the moment in the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. And yes, her history with that estrogen championship is well documented. Four times she has held that title. So. And some incentive for her to break the amount of times the tie that she holds with Tigress for the amount of times that title's been held. So, all right, good choice. I like it. I was gonna go over some of your options with you, but you had your decision made. So, good.
I mean,
good
I can still tell you why I didn't pick any of them if you're interested.
What's that?
I could still tell you why the rest of them didn't make the cut.
Well, all right. Well, obviously, let's see here. Well, obviously, DW would not be in the running. She's the reigning national title. So you wanted to give somebody who doesn't have a title, correct? Or hasn't had one for a while. Right?
I mean,
am I wrong?
You're the one pointing out that Cougs hadn't held gold lately. I were going to be polite and not say nothing, but she brought it up. Seems like a silly thing to do when you're already her ex-brother-in-law, but you know.
But you do seem to put a lot of stock in how far people get in the tournament, at least a little bit. Obviously, Penelope not in the – you said Penelope had her shot. She's out. What about someone like Sassy Applebee's, who's coming off an incredible Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, which is far harder to win than, say, the Biatch of the Month?
I mean, obviously, that might be the hardest thing to win in this company, if we're being real here. No, I like Sassy. I like her a lot. But she, I don't know. I just didn't. I'll tell you my thought process. I wanted to pick someone else who was a Hall of Famer because this is a pay-per-view. This is a big deal. This is history in the making. And I found that active women in the Hall of Fame are few and far between, boss man.
It's true.
I mean, you're not wrong. You are not wrong.
Like, you go and you look, and first of all, there's a lot fewer women than men. And out of the women who are there, most of them don't wrestle no more.
Yep, this is true. And, to be fair, the only other one that would be viable, you already beat in the tournament, that being Davila in the quarterfinals. So, all right. Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. I'm not complaining.
I mean, that's a
I'm
beautiful
not saying...
thing. It don't have to make sense. I get to do what I want.
I mean,
and as certain people out there in the green room will tell you, there's nothing I like more than having my own way.
But, I mean, I totally agree with the choice. I think that is a solid choice. The Cougar, it will be a historic match in Philadelphia next week. So, and of course, I know all Vacant likes it because it's two redheads once again.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
I didn't think
they
you would.
Vacant loves an old redhead match, don't you, Vacant?
I maybe.
All right. Well, now that we got that out of the way and know
I
who your opponent is.
I think you should just actually institute a redhead championship and just be like, it's only redheads every month.
I mean, that's kind of what the estrogen
can we do that? I'll be the GM.
All right. But real quick, let's touch briefly on your champion choice championship match against Extreme Enigma and the steps that you've set for that match. Let's talk about that. Have you chosen them? You have, haven't you? Am I being a blonde and not remembering?
I might have done. Honestly, I haven't really been thinking about Enigma much. I know that's going to come as a shock to Enigma because, you know, there was that whole bizarre press conference talking about fascination. Fascination is not the word I'd use. Interest might be correct. I'm certainly interested in what Enigma's up to. I certainly wouldn't say that I'm fascinated, and I also hate to be the bearer of bad news. That's a lie. I love being the bearer of bad news. But at any rate, Enigma is not nearly so charming as they seem to think they are. I just want to put that out there. But no, I will make an official announcement for the terms of the match. And I'll even, because I'm a woman of my word, I will do it via a press release no later than Tuesday.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Any questions for Maeve Vacant before we continue on?
Well, I want to, so that, you know, she'll stay. I don't really have anything, though.
All right.
Can you talk more about what did the Eagle Man out there call it? The Ginger Invitational. Yes, we can talk more about that.
The Ginger Invitational.
I mean, that's something you gotta run by, boss man. I got no power here. I just come in and do my matches and pick up my checks. So you gotta convince boss man on that one.
I don't.
If it's the Ginger Invitational tournament, I guess the winner would be the Git.
I mean, let me put it to you this way. Here's my answer to that. I have heard rumors that someone is planning a new event in RAWF, and it may be somebody y'all wouldn't expect.
Oh, look, AF James is out there saying that he'll fund the Junior Invitational.
No, I'm sure he... Oh, good Lord. No. At any rate...
What if we hold it all in pudding?
No.
Tell you what, Vacant. Next year, just for you, when I host the St. Bridget's Day tournament, I will also host a Ginger Invitational, just for you.
Ole!
I'll let you be the special guest referee.
Double ole!
I'd almost gotten through the whole show without having to take a session till now. Grand prize of fully paid date with El Vacant. Let's hear.
You're worth taking out. You don't need to win a date with Vacant. He'll ask you.
That's true, especially if you won the Ginger Invitational. So before you go, what kind of empanada do you want? Which one do you want?
What are my choices?
I got a lot of different ones now. I got provolone. I got whiz. I got let's see. One,
you got
what? Mushrooms. I got, it's what they call it here in Philly. It's the cheese whiz. It's that processed yellow cheese nacho stuff.
Is that the stuff in the block or the stuff in the jar?
The jar. Oh, it never solidifies. I'm actually terrified to find out what it really is, but supposedly it's yummy. So everything I'm about to say can come in either one of those cheeses. Actually, or American, so it's all three. I have mushroom, onion, mushroom and onion. Peppers, mushroom peppers, and onions, bacon and peppers, bacon and mushrooms, bacon, onion and mushrooms, bacon, onions and peppers, bacon, yeah, there's a lot. What do you want?
I'll take one with bacon and peppers.
All right, hold on.
Let me check and see what English wants, because if I go out there with food and he don't get any, he gets cranky.
He wants
English.
Carnivore. Here's his beef, cheese, and bacon.
Thank you, bacon. Thank you, boss man.
Thank you, Maeve. It will be an epic matchup for the estrogen title. Maeve versus the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, next Sunday at Philadelphia Freedom.
Well, I'm in the bag. What do you want?
What?
Well, I'm in the bag. What do you want?
You know what I like.
Oh, fine. Here you go.
Thank you. All right, I'll get to this as soon as we get through this show. Let's now bring on Mr. RAWF. He will be appearing at his 10th ever Philadelphia Freedom, possibly the most of anyone in RAWF. He is.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Mr. RAWF, he is Judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus.
Oh, hi.
Hi, El Vacant. How are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. I have these empanadas and they're really tasty. Ramen?
So, Judge, we've got to give a shout-out to you because you are the one who organized and came up with the concept for the Spicy McHaggis Memorial Tournament that will be going on at Philadelphia Freedom.
Yes.
You helped organize it, get it going, and some great work. Anything you'd like to say about the tournament?
We have a great lineup. Great contributions. People made great donations. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to seeing who gets in here and who wins it.
All right. And, of course, the prize money is pretty decent. So you did a great job getting it set up and getting it underway. It was a great idea. So I certainly commend you for that. And, of course, Philadelphia Freedom means that you are in charge of the fireworks that will be happening on the halftime show at Philadelphia Freedom. And how are things going with that?
They're going great. I have a special surprise of how I'm going to arrive at this show. And we're going to set off the fireworks. So it's going to be actually pretty fun.
You're not going to. Can I guess? Can I guess? If I guess right, will you tell? I guess how you're going to do it.
Or can we guess? Yes.
You're going to ride in on a horse like Paul Revere, right?
No, I'm not riding a horse.
Why not? That'd be cool.
No, I don't do the horses.
Okay. I thought, Elvicky, you want to ride a horse?
No. Do you think a horse wants me to ride it?
No, you have a point. Probably not. Bad enough that the donkeys shy away from you. I don't still have one, a horse. All right. But at any rate, So, Judge, that's all ready and set to go. The spicy tournament is set to go. What about Philadelphia Freedom? Any good memories of Philadelphia Freedom that you have? Because, you know, like I said, you've been to every one. You've been a participant in every single Philadelphia Freedom.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Trying to pick out a favorite one is hard. I remember the one that I did when I won the men's title. I have to say that's probably the one that I remember the most.
Let's take a look here. I should be able to see if I can find that. Let's take a look at your Philadelphia Freedom history here.
No, let's not look at that. Let's not look at that.
Why not?
Let's not look at that. Let's just keep going what we're doing.
I see if
the Ovegan can guess how I'm going to arrive at Philadelphia Freedom.
Jetpack.
A what?
Jetpack.
Jetpack.
Oh, no, a jetpack. No, I can't do jetpack. That's Michael Jackson. Let's just say in for a doomsday.
Okay. I have no idea what that means.
Is it going to be on a clock?
It's going to be. It's going to be great. You just wait. Just wait. Just trust me. Have I ever let you down before? Come on.
I am going to remind you briefly of who you faced at the very first Philadelphia Freedom back in 2013. You may not remember this, but you actually faced off with a fellow RAWF Hall of Famer who has since departed, has left us, and no, it's not Spicy. It is actually Dr. Payne. Do you remember?
Oh, Doc, you're a good Doc. Yes, I remember you're a good Doc.
Yeah, I was just thinking about,
I forgot about the Doc. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. Certainly has. But at any rate, Judge, anything
Doc.
Else?
Good Doc was a good one. He was a fun one. He was a fun one. I forgot about Doc. Wow.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Just looking back at some of these old cars back in 2013. Now, some people. Let's see. Where is it? Well, apparently I don't have for. That is one of 2014 Philadelphia Freedom is actually one pay per view that I am missing in the history books.
Mm.
So I could tell you. But,
I don't know. I do know that people need to be sure to join in the Spicy tournament that we've got situated going around. It's going to be open to anyone. Anyone can come and join and leave. It don't matter who you are. Message any of the GMs for an invite. If you need an invite to the company, we'll be happy to get you an invite to the company so you can come in and join the tournament. A big thank you for everyone who did make donations. I know that probably the biggest thing other than donations is everyone's really, really talking about the Maeve O'Hara promo that you're going to get. I mean, this is coming from one.
Wait,
awesome
the winner gets a promo of Maeve O'Hara?
No, Maeve O'Hara is doing a promo for you.
Oh, that's
the winner gets a Maeve O'Hara exclusive. I mean, I don't know. She might give you a Maeve O'Hara promo. I don't know. You can ask her for one. Sure, she's got them stacked up in her locker. But, her artwork is some of the best around that you've seen in a long time. Then you got Conk, who's doing a plate or something. I forgot what he's doing, a promo picture or something. Beast doing a promo plate or whatever. And then Extreme Enigma, I think he's doing the video. This is a lot of stuff going on. And then the fireworks. You got the big firework display coming up.
Well, I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad you're, and I'm looking forward to what you come up with the fireworks display. It should be interesting. Although I still think it'd be cool if you'd rode in a horse like Paul Revere, you know.
I can't because I've already got something else lined up. I mean,
okay.
No, I'm gonna forget about it.
Well, maybe I'll ride the horse then. Screw it.
You should ride a horse then.
I may do that.
Do you need a red coat?
No! Paul Revere didn't wear a red coat.
I know it was the joke.
All right. Well, Judge, looking forward to Philadelphia Freedom with you. And again, great job on the Spicy McHaggis Wrestling God Invitational. And folks, that is in still in sign up.
Do it.
I'll share the scene here. Let me get the scene for everybody. Please, JBS, if you haven't already, folks. And we can get as many people into the tournament to remember the great Spicy McHaggis. He was definitely a character. One
and
of the
for
best
people who
all.
Don't understand what JBS means, it means join, bump, share. Come on, everybody gets my people come out. What does JBS mean? He was so stupid.
All right. Thank you, Judge. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right. Next up is a man who made a very special challenge for Philadelphia Freedom to 15 of RAWF's superstars to join him in a block party. Let's see if he got his 15. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes. Nobody tells you where to go from here.
Ladies and gentlemen, ice cold Aaron McFadden now joining us here on After Hours. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. Good evening, El Vacant.
Oh, hi.
All right. Well, Aaron, a couple weeks ago, you threw out the challenge for a block party at Philadelphia Freedom, you and 15 others to battle it out. So how many people have you gotten to sign up?
Well, before that, it's made a little name change. It's now the Shake and Take Present the Philadelphia Freedom Block Party.
Say that again?
It's now the Shake and Take Presents the Philadelphia Freedom Barbecue Block Party. Because there's another sponsor. It got involved.
Shake and Hot Takes presents the Philadelphia Freedom Block Party. Is that what you... Okay. All right. Fair enough.
The name's in the scene when I was talking to Blake. Motherfucking Bradley.
All right. Okay. So, for short, because we are running out of time, we'll just call it the Block Party. So, my question is... Did you get the 15 other people besides yourself?
As I'm looking through the scene, we've got Extreme Ninja, AF James, Albatross, Scythe, Natalia Nitro, Big Fucking Hitman, Billy Gunn, Sassy Applebee's, Redneck Avenger, Cougar, Darkshot, all, you know, you can do this better than I can, Vacant. And that leaves Fire Chief Bill, and I believe the 16th is Blake.
That leaves you one short.
Yes.
Plus myself.
First of all, one of those people you mentioned does indeed hold an RAWF championship. Beast is the current Superstars champion, so we may have to find another person. But I want you to make up a list for me.
Well, then Strangleheart.
All right.
We'll leave you one short then. You need one more. Because it's 15 plus you to get to 16 for the tournament to work.
Okay, well, then. Let me just bump this scene again. And REWF, who doesn't have a championship, sign up for this damn tournament then. That's all I got to say.
All right, we will get it all worked out, but I definitely need a list by next week for sure. But we'll go down the scene, and we'll get an official list sent out here pretty soon. All right, but it sounds like you're gonna have it. It's gonna happen. You're gonna have
it. Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty likely.
Yeah. So. All right, so the shake and what is it? Shake? Shakes and Hot Takes presents the Philadelphia Freedom Block Party will happen 8 nights from tonight. Aaron McFadden, 15 other RAWF superstars will battle it out in for 1,000,000 coins. Is that right, Aaron?
2 million now. Blake decided to throw in a million of his own.
Oh, all righty.
I guess it's good to get sponsors.
And there's a caveat. Simply the Best decided to bet, and Cog decided to put a bet on Sassy winning it versus the field. So.
No. Well, I mean, she just won the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Ball the tournament, so she definitely knows how to win tournaments. No doubt about it. So. I can't say that that's a bad bet in any way, shape, or form. All right. Anything else, Aaron, that you'd like to discuss?
That would be it.
All right. Well, then, ice cold Aaron McFadden, you got your block party. It happens 8 nights from tonight at Philadelphia Freedom. Good luck to you and all. Other participants in the block party. Thank you, Aaron.
Okay, wait. Breaking news. Judgment is the 16th.
Oh, Judgment's in there now. All right.
There you go. Done and done.
All right. Send me a full list, Aaron, when you get
Send
a chance.
Send me an
if you
angel.
Would.
Sorry.
So
you
I have
you the link again or type out the people's names?
Type out the names. I know the link. I just want to. If you would send me a full list so that since you were the person who set this all up, you should be the one to sort through it and figure out who all's in it. All right.
Gotcha.
All right.
And who am I facing tomorrow night?
Right. Since you asked, and since I do have that list somewhere, here it is. All right. So, Aaron McFadden, you will go one-on-one with Billy Gunn. Badass Billy Gunn. That is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars here in Philadelphia. So, good luck there. All right.
All right.
All right. Other matchups for tomorrow's superstars are some people would like to know. Let's see. Judgment will be taking on Striker. Judgment will be taking on Striker. Maeve O'Hara will be taking on Bruce the Shark. The Immortal Griffith takes on Luke Cage. Paragon of Greatness to take on Fire Chief Bill. Let's see here. AF James in the house. He might want to know. Where is he, his name? AF James to take on Draven Blackbird. I don't think I missed anybody. Oh, Hobo Ezekiel to take on Dr. Kent. So, other interesting matchups. Simply the Best to take on DW Diesel Warrior. That'll be a great one. Kayla the Governor takes on Anton Dare. Tigress take on Starshot. Strangleheart take on Andy Price. Where's another people doing? All right. I think that the rest of everyone will figure out tomorrow what their matches are. Oh, Albatross. Albatross wants to know who he's facing. Let's see. Albatross, you got quite a tough battle tomorrow as you take on former world champion Deez. That's your matchup tomorrow, so good luck with that. And I think that covers it for tomorrow. Everyone, will, of course, will get a rankings match tomorrow on Superstars. The main event, though, will be a great one. Beast versus Blake Bradley. Quickly, Al Vacant, give me your prediction on Beast versus Blake Bradley for the Superstars title tomorrow.
I want to go with Beast, but I think if Blaze is actually pissed off about losing his other strap, he's going to take this one.
All right. So that is tomorrow in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center. And, of course, next week, just down the street at Lincoln Financial Field, it will be RAWF Philadelphia Freedom. Let's real quick, Aaron McFadden, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Strange Business Partners.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Maeve, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
I'd like to promote the new autographed photos that I'll be putting out soon.
All right. Thank you, Maeve. El Vacan, anything you'd like to promote?
Empanadas. Cheesecake empanadas. Come by some.
All right. Last but not least, the Immortal Griffin.
I'm just going to promote the main event, Philadelphia Freedom. You're welcome.
All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we will return to the air next Saturday night for RAW After Hours, the night before Philadelphia Freedom. We will get all the hot takes, get all the final matchups signed, and it's going to be a fun weekend. It will be 4th of July weekend, ladies and gentlemen, our 10th annual Celebration of America, RAW Philadelphia Freedom, happens next week. For El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. We will see you all next week. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.